Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fair to assume that Reynolds and Moran are done for the year. It seems silly to say with two games left.
No, I would think that's fair to assume. That's fair to assume.
Any temptation in all these last two games to jumpstart the Brawl outfield thing?
If I do, I'd talk to him first about it. I wouldn't share it in here to break it up, so I'd want to catch him off guard. So.
Well, I was thinking about a guy like James Marvel today. If this is the last September with these rules, there's the balance between, you know, these long games with 17 relievers that we see, but also the possibility of a guy like him maybe not being here. Just sort of how you feel about potentially that kind of dichotomy here with the next year.
There's one thing that's guaranteed in life and in sport is change. And sometimes we don't embrace it very well. It all depends on what people are hunting for within this industry in the context of the game. The people that hunt the 17 relievers that are pitching and hunt all the bad things, that's what they're hunting. And they forget the fact why they even got a job watching it and covering it. Sometimes the beauty of the sport are the things that can spring from this opportunity. We still don't know what's going to happen to Marvel, where that career is going to go, direction it's going to take. We talked about the other day the skill sets, Agrizal, Marvel compared to Hendricks and Davies. There very well could be guys that don't get the September opportunity that some men have had in the past that has actually helped them walk into the next season. So you got to find answers a different way, find opportunities a different way. That's a part of it. I've seen a lot of change in 45 years from when I first walked in the door until now. And not all change is good. Not everything new is not good either. I mean, I think there's a filtering period, but you got to figure out what adds value, what subtracts value. And then you also got to be reflective and honest enough that it's just because that's the way you're wired. And it twists you a certain way. And there's things that I've had to work through from that mindset as well. I've always appreciated the opportunity that some guys could get up that never would have any other way. Now, that may not be the case anymore, the opportunity.
But they may have already asked you this, forgive me if they did. But
were you late again?
Well, I was Jeez. Actually finishing another interview. as I was saying, have we heard anything lately? Was there anything going on with Hartley or Wong, considering we hadn't seen him in a while?
No, do you want to know Reynolds?
Well,
that was asked earlier.
Sure.
And you weren't here?
Mm-hmm. I was going to get it from Jason.
Oh, that's fine. Then. Go get it from Jason. Nothing from Wong, and Hartley's fine. Wong, right now, I mean, he warmed up extensively the other day for me. I think there was four different opportunities. Maybe the first time in 9 years I've warmed up the guy four times. We've had a guy at three, and then gave him the next day off. Every time he had the next hitter. It was the game at home that got away from us late when we had the lead late. And he's just had some muscle soreness. Nothing structural, nothing bad, so we just kind of stayed away from him rather than pushing. Hartley's fine. He just has an opportune pitch. When you have this number of pitchers right now, sometimes some guys go through a little period where they don't have activity.
This might be a silly question, but I was thinking back to the thing with Brawl. If you're taking a pitcher and also making him an outfielder, is that different than taking an outfielder or anything else and making him a pitcher? Is it, you know, or is it more difficult, however you want to quantify it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any experience in doing it. So it's all going to be, you know, new ground for us to break through. More often than not, I think it depends upon the player's makeup, their want to, and their investment in it. Mm-hmm. Steven spends an appropriate amount of time hitting. He's not a crazy guy that's in the cage all the time. Because he understands his craft, the one he needs to hone, is pitching. Most guys that you take become outfielders into pitchers, this is, it's to add value. It's probably to elongate their career. Steven's not doing this, I don't think, to really elongate his career. So there's a different lens that I probably has put upon it. I mean, Shaq, what a great opportunity for him to become a 26 man by pulling off and probably a handful of other players within our industry. So it's uncharted territory for me. I look forward to having a conversation with JB this winter, find out what he learned, what he went through, where I can sit down and get in front of him and do it, not over the phone, or and plus get some time past the season. Because we actually got his 20 innings in.
Right.
That was a focus point, that he got his time in. And you can talk to Esposito and the pitching coaches all you want, but I also want to hear from the player. How hard was it? Because to go through an inning and throw 90 in a blowout game, and you get a lot of, you know, woo, woo, and now you actually got to go pitch 20 innings in the minor leagues, and some of them, the outings weren't very productive. You know, you got to see both sides of it, where the barrel showed up, and the bat showed up, and you had to back up bases. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know. I'm looking forward to exploring it, though, because it's the next thing to do.
Toby, there was a game against, I guess, the Mudheads in late August where he came in the eighth, a couple guys on he said he felt like a real pitcher.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, it's not an eight-run. They were down a run at that point.
They were down a run, and he came in with a hair of runners. It was a real deal. I'm just going to ask him if he could spit when he was out there, because that's it's always been my litmus test. If I can't spit, I realize I'm in a situation I'm anxious about.
Could you see it almost becoming like a Legion coach where you bring the shortstop in to pitch, the pitcher goes to third baseman?
Yeah, I don't think so. There's too high of a standard for the game to be played at, and there's too many talented players playing the game as it is right now to lose the quality or lose the... At the end of the day, there's always going to be a nugget involved in all this about winning a game and not a novelty of playing the game. And I think we need to remain focused on that. So we'll see where it goes, though.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.